I can't handle that part.
You gotta figure that out. You want me to push a button or hold something? I got you though. They also had. Okay, I gotta get everything right that I want to say, and I don't want to botch nobody's name up. So I'm gonna give y'all that part in a few minutes. But we got a funny first Friday. Female, hear all them F's? Funny First Friday female lineup for Father's Day. Yay. So that's going to be on June the 3rd at the Premier Ultra Lounge. That's going to be myself, Gigi, Little Stephanie, Wynette, and Miss Poopy. So, you know, that show's going to be turned up and turned out. It's going to be all females on the panel. We're going to give you dads the business, do a battle in business. All right, so with that being said, Father's Day. The fathers always feel like they get left out and they don't get more than the moms do. I will be the first one to say, because I think that y'all feel like that because moms do like 100% more of what y'all do. Not that y'all don't do anything. Not that y'all don't do anything. Y'all can pick up, drop off. Y'all do good stuff. Now, I'm going to say y'all pay, you know, tuitions and groceries and stuff like that. But when it comes down to molding the kids, the moms is just like it's been thrown in our lap. It's just our responsibility to make sure that these kids are being fed, dressed, bathed, nurtured. We got to have all the caring and understanding. And then what dad do? Dad come pick them up and drop them off. And you know, we still working while we ain't even with y'all. Working our nerves and our brains, trying to keep these kids in line. And for those that haven't been able to keep your kids in line, we're working on a panel to try to do a summit for adults and youth to try to better our community. So I'm asking anyone that is interested to please get a hold of me, 317-698-2969. You can reach out to my email, Tonna, TONNAB317@gmail.com. And we can find out what it is that you could do to help us put this panel together. We at least want to have one event by the end of the summer, and then hopefully we can have some type of Christmas gathering where we can get everybody in the room, get them dressed up, show them how it feels to look professional, be professional, and that's just one way that we plan on doing some things. We want to hear the views from the youth to find out what it is that they're up against at school, what it is that they're up against in the streets. What can we do to make you feel safer? How do you conduct yourself in situations in order to make it back home? Because that's the main thing. Once you wake up and walk outside, you want to make sure that you make it back home that night. So that's going to be our focus here in the next few weeks, is to get a panel of people together that's willing to donate some of their time and energy to help us put together a summit for the youth and the adults, because it's adults out there that need help as well as the youth does. Because if the youth didn't need help, that means we would have 100% parents, and we don't have that. So we're going to get together and figure out how and when and where we can get that taken care of. So you can call in at 515-605-9800 if you have any questions or comments. If you want to provide your email address, by simply emailing myself, TonnaB317@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'm interested. Forward me some information as we're putting together a flyer or a pamphlet, I should say, to get the word out so we can let everybody know what we got going on and what we want to do. We want to, like, do an outside concert. We can do talent shows. We could do basketball games. We could do football, kickball, dodgeball. We can just be outside. So we want to figure out how we can get together and make that happen for our community. And which community do we want to start in? Which community needs more ethnic help? And, no, they all need help, but we just got to figure out, or if we centralize it to be a central location, and we don't want to invite West Side and East Side and they got beef, or the wrong people show up and make it a disaster. That's not what our goal is. Our goal is to unite and be right. Is that a good slogan? It sounded corny. Unite the fight. No. Nah, that's corny.
What did you say first?
Unite for right. But you said that was cool at first. Well, welcome to my show, Dwayne. He just walked in and put his little two cent in it. That's why his mic wouldn't know.
My bad, sorry. Hello, you guys. How y'all doing tonight on Tonna B? Talk to Tonna. I'm sorry.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Unite the fight.
Unite the fight.
Unite for life.
Okay, unite for life. I like that. Unite for life. Okay. I was saying unite the fight because of the groups that's fighting each other. We need to unite them together.
You don't have no value for life.
Right. We all right. That's always important. the value of life. You always need to know that your life is value, whether you believe it or not. There's other people that's actually fighting and praying for you and your safety each and every day. Like I said, once you walk out that door, everybody's praying that you come home safely, you know, male or female these days, because the streets is just in an uproar and everybody's mad at everybody for no reason. So the one thing that we want to do is promote positivity throughout our communities. And how can we do that? And who can do that? And when can we start doing it? So that's what our segment is going to be about this evening. I've given you a little rundown of what's going to happen in the next few minutes. So we're going to take a short break, get Dwayne ready, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do. And we're going to talk about Father's Day, of course, because he definitely had something he wanted to say about my comment. So, and I'm okay with that. I appreciate the comments.
Show did.
He's like, no, hold on now.
Hold on there, Charlie.
So we're going to do it just like this. And we'll be right back.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor and another little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama.
Okay, this was really for the dad. Cause I love this reverse song. I'm gonna have to go back and put Tupac on for the mama.
To never have sunlight on your face. Content to let me shine. That's your way. You always walk a step behind. I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. Only your face without a name. I never once heard you complain. That you're my hero. You're everything I would like to be. I could fly higher than an eagle. Yeah, yeah. But you are the wind beneath my wings. It might have appeared to go unnoticed, but Daddy, 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 I've got it all right here in my mind. Yes, I can. I know, dude, I know the truth. I know you know the truth about it. I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know you're my hero? Yeah, yeah. You're everything I would like to be. You're a part of me, you're a part of me. I'm a part of your dance and he goes.
old man, beneath the old man. You are the wind beneath my wings, my wings. Today I remember you up on the stage singing your song, singing your song. That's why I do stuff, take you and your brother on the road. I used to carry all the home. But now I'm glad we can stand up and sing it together now. Yeah. It's so good to see your dream come through right here and right now, right now. It might have been to go unknown. I know that.
Oh, it didn't happen.
But son, I've got it all right here in my arms, in my arms. I want you to know that I know the truth. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I won't be nothing. That is nothing. It won't be wrong about you.
Yes, I will.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? If you feel I'm telling you now, then it's that. If everything I would like to be. My son, you're part of me. I set my heart on that, and he goes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are moving. Your dad is
waiting.
You are the wind beneath your middle son's wings.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Spend school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister over the years. We was poor and other little kids. And even though we had different days, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you.
There ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say they are heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. And even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone, cause you cared for me. And I can see
Coming home after work late. They in the kitchen trying to fix such a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. I appreciate
you. Don't you know we love you, sweet?
And dear mama,
ain't no one
but you. I appreciate you.
Don't you know we love you,
sweet? Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
lady.
Ain't no one
above you. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. Dear mama.
All right, so we back live. This is how we get down each and every Tuesday. I am your, I'm your KDJ.
Oh, wow.
Lord, I forget what job I'm on.
She forgot what job she's on.
I did, because I was showing her and say, I'm your KDJ, time to be.
And the next song is.
This is the Talk to Tana show on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at Yizer Radio.
That's hilarious.
I got to get my jobs untangled. I'm in an entanglement with jobs. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Not like being in an entanglement, though.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I take the job when versus the relationship, because I don't know if I can handle
that. I want to be in an entanglement this summer.
No, you don't.
I don't?
No.
I promise.
No.
I promise you I do.
I promise you don't.
I've been practicing.
You come outside, all our windows be shot out. Yeah. We ain't got nothing to do with it. We just work with it. All right, so we're going to get back on this Father's Day thing. So I had made a comment earlier about Father's Day, and fathers don't feel like they're as appreciated as moms are, because I feel like the moms have the whole responsibility of the child, and the dads chip in, pitch in, put in. See what I'm saying?
That's how you become a father. My bad. Wrong conversation. I am so sorry.
Okay, so you disagree with what I said. So give me your definition or your version, my thoughts.
Well, I'm not going to say I totally disagree, because if we go back into the history of rearing children or whatever, the fathers would go out and hunting and get the food, and the mothers will stay in the village, and we won't go back like that. So you guys didn't
okay,
do the rendering. I do the rendering, if that's the right word, and the nurturing and all that stuff, whatever. Then the fathers come in, knock them upside the head, and sit down, boy, and sit down, girl.
Maybe,
and that's true. Only thing is, which you didn't say this, but I was just making sure I was trying before you did say it, is the part of, on Father's Day, we respect the mothers who do both roles, but some of the fathers out here that's putting in the work, we just want that day for ourselves, and we don't want to share it with no mothers.
I get that, and I understand that. And I do give shouts out to dads on Mother's Day, because it is some dads that are playing the mother role.
Well, they got two dads.
No.
Oh, my bad.
That's a possibility, too, now. That's a possibility, too. But that ain't where I was going with it.
Okay.
I'm saying that because there are some single fathers that have their children, and they have to raise them. Not saying that they don't have help with family members, but they have to be the sole parent, whether it is because of the death of the mom or if the mom is unfit or incapable of actually doing the mother's part. Now, it is some fucked up moms out there. I ain't going to act like it ain't, because there's some fucked up dads out there, too.
Yeah.
But generally, the mom's role is to get that child going. And like I said, your dads, y'all in the field.
We do our real, yeah. We do our part.
I ain't saying what field or what y'all was doing in the field.
We
y'all motherfuckers is just outside.
We out there hunting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hunting.
You know what I'm saying?
Hunting. Yes. Good word.
I'm going to tell you what's so funny. Speaking of hunting, I can remember when my uncle passed away, right? And I already knew my uncle had like 7 kids. But what we didn't expect at his funeral was me 4 more cousins that we didn't know existed.
Because he was hunting.
He was out there hunting.
He found the prey.
I was like, yo, those your cousins. Like, what cousins?
We don't know.
Where they come from?
Those are one cousins.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but not to knock no dad off, because y'all. Some of y'all do a good role, whether you're in the mom's life or not. Some of y'all do play the part, and y'all do play the role. But at the end of the day, everything is solely built on the mom. And if we don't ask that man or men for that additional help, you're going to continue to hold that on your back and that weight until 18, 25, 35, 45, because kids ain't never grown to a mom. The daddy be like, oh, that motherfucker grown, let him go on and do that. No, yeah. Because didn't nobody put your ass out on the street. That's why you where you at. So we ain't getting ready to do that.
We ain't doing that?
No. We ain't doing that. No. Not in this age in life. Like when we was coming up. Yeah.
Wow.
Because we wanted to be out.
Yeah, that's true.
But it wasn't as bad as it is now to be out. And it wasn't as expensive.
And you know what's so funny? Because in most cultures, though, family stays together like that. The
yeah.
mother, the grandparents, everybody live in the same house.
That's my
and
house.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. So I didn't know you was Puerto Rican. No,
I'm not.
Sorry, Puerto Ricans out there. Look, this is a comedy show. It's called Talk to Shire Tuesdays on them. Just jokes.
I'm East Side American.
Okay, East Side American. Oh, wow.
I'm East Side American.
You said she East Side American.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
I identify as East Side American.
What's my nationality? East Side American.
But that's how it used to be, though. You know, the families had generations living in the same house.
Well, one, it cuts down on responsibilities as long as everybody's acting adultish. And the Mexicans do it. That's how they thrive.
Hispanics.
Okay. The Mexicans.
We've been politically correct.
Okay, the Hispanics.
There you go.
They will get 8-9 people in the house. They pay $50 a month, maybe $100 that cover rent, utilities, and food. And then just drive slow to the motherfuckers. They don't care. They don't got no
worries.
Cheap.
What?
I can't eat that. That's definitely not a combination for me. I don't eat Hispanic food.
Well, I've had Mexican food the past 2 days. I went to Mexican
restaurant. A Mexican or Mexican food?
Oh, no. Let me rephrase. Mexican food. I did not eat the Mexican that was at the club with me. No.
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask her.
Oh, wow. Too funny.
Ask her, has she been brunch?
Mm.
Or lunch?
Or munch? You've been munched?
Culture. This is just culture, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I am. I am East Side American.
East Side American.
We grew up
like
a little
that.
Different.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but we just did.
East Side American. You know what's so funny about being from East Side? I've lived in 7 different cities. outside of Indianapolis, and I always live on the east side. I live on the east side in Atlanta. I live on the east side, and I live in New York.
Wow.
And when I live in Columbus, Ohio.
It's just the cool people is on the east side.
I guess so. I don't know. We're just drawn to the east side.
I think it's just the cool people stay on the east side.
I agree. Yeah. I always live on the east side for some reason.
Well, I have lived on the east, northeast side for my life. I grew up on 28th and Manlove, 27th and Keystone, 24th and Parker. When I became a young adult, I moved to the far east side. I lived off of 42nd in Midhoffer.
In Carriage House?
No.
Oh.
I lived in Wingate.
Oh, Wingate, okay.
I lived in Wingate. Yep, I lived there for maybe about 2-3 years until they broke into my apartment. I lived on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that if you're going to come in my apartment.
On the second floor,
through the balcony.
Damn.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to stay here.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, so after that, I moved out and moved into half a double until I got my life where I thought it needed to be at. And I got married and got a house on the east side. And then I've been living northeast for the last 18 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where you at right now?
Mm-hmm. I've been in my house for 11 years, and I lived on the other side of the street for 8 years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I lived in, it was Hawthorne Heights first. I lived there for 2 years. Then I lived in Williamsburg for 4 years. Then I moved back to Fountain Park, which was formerly Hawthorne Heights, for 2 years. Then I bought a house.
Really?
So I've been on 62nd Street for the last 18 years. That's my neighborhood right there.
Your neighborhood.
And I love it because it's just so secluded.
It is. I used to live in a cul-de-sac. My house in Georgia was on a cul-de-sac, and I loved it. Until that time when the police did me the perp walk down my neck.
They did the what?
Perp walk. You know, when they walk you down the street with you in handcuffs.
No.
Yeah. What
was that experience for?
What did you do to have to get walked down the street? Were they testing your ability to walk?
No. What they did when they came to arrest me.
Oh, see, that's what he didn't say in the beginning. He said the perk walk. Now they done turned into arrest warrant.
Yeah, exactly. You know how we shade in the middle.
Sugar coating.
So they came. So, like, the house that I had was in a cul-de-sac. And, like, behind my house, it was, like, all woods and it was, like, a creek in the hills, water. It was summertime. Matter of fact, I went to a Snoop Dogg concert that night before. And so I'm like, windows open, you know, letting that spring air come through.
Right.
So I come downstairs and all I hear is, stop, freeze, open the door. They screaming through my window. It's like two Clayton County sheriffs. So I'm like, well, you want me to stop? You want me to freeze or you want me to open the door?
Right, I can't do all three at the same time.
Which one you want me to do? So next thing I know, I hear boom, 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 boom. So they banging on the front door. They send five sheriffs to come and get me, right? And they actually parked the cars at the end of the street because I lived in
So the neighbors got to see you
the
do the walk.
The neighbors got to see me do the walk, the perp walk.
Now, you saying perp like...
Perp, like perpetrator. Yeah. Called the perp walk. Not the crip walk.
Okay.
I'll do the perp walk.
That's some new shit right there.
Yeah.
The perp walk.
A new clowns walked me through my neighborhood in handcuffs. Like, this is that bullshit right here. And everybody's like, I knew it.
He's selling drugs.
Yeah, that's all they would say. I knew it. I knew it.
What did they come and get you for? You was on some other bullshit. We don't have to discuss.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's
I was on some other
discussion.
Shit. That's a whole other discussion. Okay.
He was doing something in that damn creek.
Right.
Behind the house, in between the hills and the trees.
And back there by myself, minding my business.
I thought I was on my own property.
Right.
Yeah.
This ain't legal. No.
Nobody told me I couldn't do this when I bought a house.
Yeah, so yeah, don't fuckers walk.
Okay, the perp walk.
Perp walk. So,
well,
yeah.
I've never had a perp walk.
You never had a perp walk?
No.
Oh, it's not fun.
No. I've been locked up one time in my life.
Really? How
yeah,
was that experience?
Stupidest shit ever.
Was it?
Yeah. For They said failure to turn in my insurance information from a car accident, but I was fully covered.
Did they lock you up for this?
They suspended my license because I didn't send them proof of insurance.
Oh, you got pulled over.
I got. What do they call it when you I'm not spelled out. That's the word that I want to use. No, I had a warrant, but I had just got on the highway going home from work, and the police was in front of me. He literally slowed down and let me pass him and got behind me and rolled behind me like 2 miles.
And he ran
my plate.
And then snagged your
motherfucker.
Ass. How long did you stay in? Go in.
16 too many years.
Oh, shit. Oh, so you was in the hotel.
I had a whole comedy show the next day.
Oh, wow.
I remember you was like 4-something in the morning when they arrested me. I just got off work at Bentley. And I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time. I'm like, I don't know why he's pulling me over. He was like, stay on the phone because I don't know what's going on. Like, he literally, I was talking to him. I'm like, this police is acting weird. Now he done got behind me. Then the next thing I know, he's waited till I got off the highway on Shaylin, right there at Fall Creek in Shaylin.
And snagged you.
Yep. And I had, we had a concert that night. I had like $3,000 in tips. First time I ever made that much money in tips.
Really?
I was like, I can't let them take this money downtown. They going to steal it. I ain't going to get it back.
You ain't gonna ever
they going to think it's some drug money or something. This is tip money.
Right.
So I had begged that police officer, please let my son come and get my truck. He said, if he get here before the tow truck, I'll let him take it.
Oh,
my
that's
ex
cool.
lived on Michigan Road. So he had to go to speed to my house, wake my son up, get my son, and get there before.
For the tow truck.
And they pulled up right as the tow truck was pulling up.
Thank God for that.
Yes, because I kept calling my son. He wouldn't answer the phone. Then the police wouldn't let me make no more calls.
Nah.
So it was like, it's a wrap. Please, y'all come and get it. I had took all my money and stuffed it up under the seat. They ain't getting this money. I worked too hard for this shit tonight. I had a comedy show the next day.
Because it will come up missing.
Yes, had a comedy show the next day. Ill Will was my headliner. He rolled the bus here from Chicago, so I had to have my cousin to go pick him up from the bus station, feed him, get him taken care of. She called Sweaty Hands, told Sweaty Hands, you're going to have to fill in for Tana in case they don't let her out of lockup.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time to go to court. They had everybody go in there and sit in the courtroom and then say, oh, the computers is down. Go back to the cells. I was like, I can't be here all day. I got something to do.
They're like, lady, we could care less
about what you got to do.
Right.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was like this all night because I'm listening. You know, you think of all the horror stories that you hear about in jail. Half that shit do be going on. Motherfuckers hitting their head upside the wall and shit, bitches scratching and all kind of. I was like, oh, hell no, I'm going to stay in this little corner right here. I ain't moving. I don't want nothing to eat.
Don't talk to me. I ain't here to meet nobody. So, hell no. So did you make it out of time to make
the
show?
I made it. Sweaty Hands started the show.
Okay.
By the time I got out, I think the show was, doors opened at 7, show started at 8.
Uh-huh.
By the time I got there, maybe been like 8:30, 8:45, I got out, was able to get a ride to the crib, take a shower. And then I was so exhausted and tired because I had been up all night because I couldn't sleep. I had worked all day, worked both my jobs
because
I had a day job. Then I went from the day job to the night job, got off the night job and went to jail.
Yeah.
That was another job. They woke in there.
That's a new career.
I was like, this ain't the place I want to be. I don't ever want to come back down here. Ever.
At least you didn't have to go put on the jumpsuit and all that stuff.
No. No, like, I was about some fucking insurance that I paid.
No.
Shitty.
That's crazy because I remember one time I slept for 4 good days. Some good days worth the 4 good days of sleep. I just slept all day.
You slept the whole time you was in jail?
I was like,
you weren't worried about nobody bothering you?
Hell no. I was in the, like.
You was in lockup like I was in lockup.
No, I was in a cell. I didn't have a bond, so I was in a cell and I had a cellie. It was a cellmate, but.
No, I didn't make it that far.
And then I was, in Georgia, in Clayton County, is a privately owned jail. And so when I got locked up, I had on, like, some Calvin Klein shorts, like boxer briefs. It's like, yo, not here. I'm like, what do you mean not here? It's like, not here.
Your pretty ass.
If you don't
get to the
they was like, yo, you got to buy our draws because it's a privately owned jail.
Wow.
So you got to buy our draws or you have to have on a jumpsuit with no draws on the whole time you're in jail.
That
they sell
crazy.
You everything in jail. If it's a privately owned jail, you got to pay for everything.
That's crazy.
Like you're at a resort.
Yeah. Can I get that in blue, please? Yeah.
I was like, what? It's like.
But you in jail, you ain't even got access to no funds. So how you, I mean, for 4 days?
That's my point. That's the
so
whole
did you
point.
Have money on you when you got locked up?
No.
Did they take it out of that or they charge you for it after the fact?
That time they came to my house. So I just, before they locked me up, I asked the sheriff. I was like, hey, I just need to make one phone call. Just let me make, cause I'm going to tell you what's so crazy. I was supposed to pick Rafael Sadiq up from the airport that day. From Tony. Because he was coming to Atlanta for a birthday party. And I was supposed to pick him up from the airport. Like, I was managing this DJ named Jamad, and we were supposed to pick him from the airport. Well, I got locked. I went to Snoop's party the night before, got home, hung out, got up that morning to get my day started to go to the airport. They was at the door. I was locked up, so everybody didn't know where I was at. I was missing.
M.I.A.
So I was gone for 4 days.
They thought you was in the woods by the creek.
Right, exactly. Like, so, yeah. And so, but the thing about, I ain't going to say it was like, you ever seen the show Oz?
Yeah.
The jail is like that. It's
wow.
Like, you on a pod.
Right.
So, but the thing about it is down at that particular jail, especially if you don't have a bond, you locked down for 23 hours out of the day. So I was locked down in the pod for 23. So you get out 1 hour, you get out for 1 hour.
Shower shave.
Pretty much. At least they did have separate private showers though. I can say that. So you'd have to take a shower in a
with
big
everybody.
Old bed, motherfuckers. Yeah, you get to take a shower by yourself.
And they're measuring you up.
But
yeah,
I'm not saying you stay in jail.
Table.
It's bullshit, though. All right. I hated that shit. Listen, I mean, you'd be amazed jail talk motherfuckers, man. They be in there talking about, yo, dog, the court, man, the judge gave me 3 years, man. I do 3 years standing on my head. I'm like, man, you some dumb motherfuckers. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here.
I don't want
to
do 3 hours. You talking about 3 years. You can handle
it. It was a dude.
Well, yeah. If you doing 3 versus 10.
I ain't trying to do nothing.
No,
shit.
I mean, I
yeah.
understand that, but I'm saying the mentality of those humans
yeah.
is like, shit, I'll take that 3, fuck 10.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool. I'll do 3 years.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I get out and I'll be back.
They
do another
there,
3.
They was in there having family reunion. Oh, what up, cuz? I ain't seen. I mean, everybody in jail knew each other. The other crazy part is, this one cat, he was a life or prison type dude. He had just came from state, and he got out of prison. Now he's going back. And so the whole time, he had this Bible in his hand, right? And we was like, damn. Like, because we was, before they processed us and sent us up and put the jumpsuits on and sent us to general population, we was in the holding cell. Mm-hmm. We was in the holding cell for probably 16 hours, right?
Hold it.
And why are we talking about jail tonight anyway? That's
I don't
weird.
Even know how we got on.
But,
the perp wall.
The perp wall, yeah. So let me make a long story short because I don't want to talk about jail because I might have a nightmare tonight. But anyway, so the dude kept on having a damn Bible. So it's like, damn. And but we knew he was a penitentiary dude. This motherfucker had razor blades. Right?
In the Bible.
Yeah, but the crazy part about it is he had to have the razor blade somewhere else because this was after we was getting processed where they spray you down and check your nuts and shit.
Yeah.
We still trying to figure out how did he get it? Yeah, like where the fuck a razor blade? So then when we was getting, after they process you, when they about to separate you and send you to your pod, this motherfucker had these 4 razor blades and he had them like stuffed into the seam of the Bible. And we're all looking at each other like, the fuck ain't nobody going to ask him, but we
right.
all think like, where the fuck is these razor blades from?
He been in jail long enough. He know how to get through the system.
Exactly.
That's what you don't want to do.
That's what you don't want.
You don't want to be there that long where you know all the tricks and
yeah,
the trades
that
and you can get past the security
yeah.
with razor blades.
If you know how to make a burrito, you've been in jail too long. Just let you guys know that. If you know the burrito recipe, that's what y'all women do.
What's it called? A slam. Yeah.
A slam.
And they eat all that shit. No.
Women, dating tip number one. If you're going on a date and you just met the dude, ask him if he knows what a slam is. If he knows what it is, you might not want to date him. Because that means he's been behind the wall for
and
a minute.
He might slam you on your head. So don't take no chances. Slam is a safe word.
Oh, hell yeah. That's your
that
safe word.
Get out.
Yeah. Your safe word is slam.
All right, we're going to take this last break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to close it out with some fun.
What
are
time
we
up
to 9:30 tonight?
Yeah. Because
we started late. Oh, okay. Well, we ain't going nowhere yet. Shit. I thought we was ending at 9, but we ain't, so we can still go on.
I got a comedy question to ask you when we get back.
Okay. Well, we ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
we
ain't
going to 9:30 because we started late, right?
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 8:18.
Okay.
All right, so we still have some time. All right, so with that being said, for those of you that continue to go to jail, are you going back to jail because you feel comfortable there, you feel safe, or you got a inmate?
Ooh, not an inmate. I can remember
inmate. Like, I miss my nigga. I gotta go back to jail and see him. I mean, I'm just saying.
Wow, that's disturbing.
Some.
I just thought about how you, and then you made your voice sound a little deeper when you said it. Fucked up time to be.
Inmate. Well, I'm going to tell you this. If for some reason I ever had to go to jail, I always tell my mom, if I went to jail, I was going to jail because I was going to kill somebody.
Okay.
I never intend on killing anybody, but you never know what circumstances or what type of situation is your life or my life. I think I'm going to try to get your life before mine. So
thanks.
With that being said, I will have to be gay while I'm there.
You what?
I will have to be gay while I'm in jail.
Why?
Because I'm going to find me the biggest bodyguard. So nobody else fuck with me.
You going to eat some pussy, though.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I
shit.
Ain't.
What, who going to eat it?
Mm-mm.
Who doing eating?
I'm going to be the bitch. You're going to have to get me together. I'm going to have to take it.
Yeah, I hope you like cucumbers.
I do.
Okay. I don't know. I think it might work the other way around with jail.
I don't know. I don't want to experience.
I think film has to supply the. Do they still call them butch or bulldoggers? Mm-hmm. Is that improper?
I mean, they got so many.
Well, we on Yiers.
Letters now.
You said letters.
LBGTQ.
They like Puff Daddy, P Diddy, Puff Daddy. The fuck! I'm so confused right now.
They have. And shouts out to the L.
Yeah.
LTBG community. Right?
Mm-mm.
I said it wrong?
I think so.
LGTB?
I still think that's wrong. LB. Fuck, I don't know. LBG.
LGTB.
Where your phone is?
Because this is Pride Month.
Is it?
Coming. No, it's June.
Damn.
It's June. I seen it on my calendar.
Pride Month is the same month as
June,
Black Women Month.
The.
And don't get us wrong, you love who you love.
Period.
You know, period. You know.
Okay, it's LGBTQ.
And for all you ladies out there that love women, we have the same problem because I love women too. So, so I understand your sweet tooth.
Oh, my goodness.
I get it.
June 1st is National LGBTQ Pride Month. That's when they celebration starts.
Added another letter. Too.
The Q is new.
Really?
Yeah. It used to just be LGTB. Now it's LGTB.
For questionable? Quarantine. Quarantine.
We're going to say queer, but I
don't
know if that's
it. Could
it.
Be queer.
Let's look it up.
Or quarantine.
See.
You want to look it up?
But yeah, I'm going to look it up. We're going to find out because I don't want to misrepresent nobody.
On that tip,
I love all my people.
I look
that have the same likes that I like or dislikes. Or dislikes, but keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, yeah. In jail, of course. Or on the streets.
On the streets.
Your hands to yourself.
So I don't go to jail.
So you don't go to jail. Got you. She said if I go to jail, then I would be gay. No, you would not be gay.
Depends
would,
on how much, how long
you
my
would,
sentence.
You would be service. You would be a servicer.
A service worker?
A service worker. A provider.
Okay, I've got to see what the Q stands for. Okay, it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning.
So the Q is stands for questioning.
It is for questioning.
Then it added a. They added the Q was added
because it just used to be LGBT.
Yeah, it's called Q plus or something. I think they added a symbol recently.
I don't know.
You know, I got a question since we're talking about this. You know how you see that flag? I'm glad you brought the flag up. Now, would it be out of line if I started a movement called "I Love the Vagina Movement" and we get our own flag? Would that be misinterpreted wrong?
I would say, I don't know.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you never know what's going to happen until you actually put it into motion.
That's true. Because I would like to take pride in letting the ladies know how much we love ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that flag will look like just yet.
Probably a pussy shape.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, ooh.
A peach. Yeah. Thank you, see? All right, you guys. We went to the committee and they had voted. All votes are in.
Peach. No. Well, you got to have
a little fuzz. With a little fuzz. Like, yeah. Look, see,
I love it.
The seed.
Ooh, no. Peach, no seed.
No seed in the peach, no.
Peach, no seed.
Just the, ooh,
that's
the
on
pit.
The flag.
Ooh. Okay, the flag will be coming.
Walmart and Meijer, put your peaches up. Put your peaches up.
Because we're going peach shopping, you guys.
We're on a peach hunt.
Oh, wow, that's crazy, though.
No, that was good. It was good. That was good.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that's the case, then shit, I'm going to start a committee that I love dick.
There you go.
I can picture a dick
y'all
flag.
Logo, y'all logo can be a...
a dick.
Just a plain old dick? Oh, wow.
A big
okay.
one.
I was
it
thinking
gotta come
a big
flag.
One. I was going to say a Christmas tree or something with a bar. You want an actual dick on your flag? Really? You have a dick flag that's blowing. She said a big
way
dick flag at that. Hell no.
Hell yeah. You pick your flag, I pick our flag.
Yeah, but...
We're going to have a dick flag contest. Oh, maybe we could do that. A sip and paint.
Whoa.
Paint your flag of your... yeah.
What? Hold on. What happened? We just went left. We having a competition of...
No, I said we can have... Hold on.
You
got to
call.
We got to call her. Somebody is interested in this conversation. South of Tana, you on the line. Hey, give me one second. Let me get my ear together. Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
South of Tana, on the line.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hello. How are you this evening?
Oh, finally slowing down.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you know, my prayers is with you, hoping all is well. Welcome
they are looking good. I'm excited my baby's at home. But I've been traveling back and forth to Chicago so much. Really want to see Chicago no time soon.
Okay.
But I am hitting the road, though.
That's what's up. Where direction are you going in?
Huh?
What direction are you going in?
June the 10th, I'm going down Mississippi.
Mississippi! I'm back.
Mississippi pride. That's some P-Valley shit.
Okay. Hoes and hoes.
Yeah. If you don't know, you don't know. But that's some P-Valley shit there. June 10th, me, Emmanuel, and Sweaty will be going down there, and we'll be the entertainment for the state convention of the Elks Lodge.
Hey!
We're pretty excited. Oh, it'll be a nice crowd out there. I've talked to the gentlemen. They've already sold over 200 tickets, and they're not through yet. So, I'm geek.
That's me.
Okay. We're working on the date for Nashville, Tennessee Elk Lodge over there. We'll be doing their lodge as well.
Okay.
Making my rounds and busting moves.
That's how we do it. Naptown Live, then the motherfucker move out. Going on mission.
If they don't come to me, I'm going to bring it to them. I'm going to bring the fun. Y'all just know.
Hey, you can pull up, you can get it.
Mm.
That's what's up. So I talked about a little earlier about our Father's Day show. We got all the ladies, the Dazzling Divas of Comedy.
Yes,
we're performing at the Premier Ultra Lounge on June the 3rd for our Father's Day edition, a raw, uncut comedy. It's going to be myself, Tana B. We got Gigi. We got Miss Little Stephanie. We got Wynette and Miss Poofy. So it's going to be a wow in our show. And I also seen that we have been booked again for the...
Yeah, surprise.
Yes.
I peeped it earlier today that we're going to be booked at the Chaparral for their...
And that is going to be on... June the 4th, that's a follow-up. So we're doing back-to-back shows.
We going back-to-back on the 8th.
We're going back-to-back.
Yes, ma'am.
After June 3rd and June 4th. Ooh, that's going to be nice. We got Aries and Stallion coming from Chicago. Them fellas came for Valentine's Day where we did the Valentine's
Day.
So we definitely going to be less dressed this time. We're going to be a little more prepared for them.
Yes, ma'am, and it's going to be a little more warmer now, so
yes.
You already see what I had on then. It really going to get ugly for them. I plan on something showing now.
I'll show the fuck out. So that's what was going down. June the 3rd, we are at the Premier Ultra Lounge for the Father's Day Funny First Friday Comedy Show, and then we're going to go back-to-back June the 4th at Club Chaparral with the Single Ladies Night Out. And that's going to be Miss Poovy, Little Stephanie Wynette, and your host, Tana B, for the evening. That is just some amazing shit. I didn't even realize we was back to back. So it's
back to back. And then we rolling out. We hitting the road on that Thursday to head out to Mississippi because it's an 11-hour ride. So I got Friday, Saturday, then I'm hitting the road on Thursday.
Okay,
so,
that's what's up. That's what's
up. Had a show in Dayton last weekend. Trying to get my little gospel comedy in too. So we definitely doing things, and I just want to say I'm excited and humbled at the same time.
And I'm
excited to be working with you because I learned a lot about business from you. You don't even know it, but I watch you.
I would thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I want to say I'm proud of you and what you do as far as entertainment, period, because you're much more than just a comedian. You do a lot more than comedy. So kudos to you and on the endeavor that you have.
And I want to say I'm proud of you because you said you were stepping out on faith, and you have done that. And I've seen your progress and your growth in this last year, just getting adapted to different situations and different stages. You're not always going to be on the same stage every time you put your foot down. So when you set out to do something and then you get outside and you're like, okay, I can't do that. I do this because this ain't gonna fit the situation. So just seeing you and your growth in the comedy world, I'm saying shouts out to you as well. You've been an amazing
thank you.
Being on the road back and forth, prayers for your daughter that was injured in a situation in Chicago.
In a tragic situation.
Okay, well let me ask you this, Stephanie, because I didn't even know that concert was going on. I'm not really familiar with that's a younger crowd. I'm really not familiar with them.
Either.
Was there any other injuries?
Yes, ma'am. 2 weeks ago, yesterday, Lil Durk had a concert in Chicago. Following the concert, they had my daughter and a whole lot of people were coming across the, you know, they got a lot of streets over there in Chicago. They crossed in the street, and she went to walk in front of a truck, and the truck, some car came, and they started shooting at each other. I don't know all, because I wasn't there. I can't tell you all the details, but they started shooting at each other, and my daughter got hit in the crossfire. And actually, there were 9 people that got shot that night.
All survived?
I don't know. Okay. I know 2 of them were in critical condition. They just had ambulances lined up, one behind the other. Well, she's not there no more, but went to Cook County Hospital. And so, well, her in particular, with her injury, now it's over, I can talk about it. But with her injury, they said, well, she got shot in the lower leg. I'm like, all right, she good. She from the street. She a hood chick.
Right.
She going to be all right. Little different stuff. We found out what happened was that bullet shattered both the bones in the lower leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cut the main artery from her lower leg down to her foot. So she lost the pulse in her foot. They had to stick pins in her legs. And then they went from pins to now she has nails in her legs. And they had to take a vein out of her right leg, the great saphenous vein, and put it into her left leg to try to fix the artery because she had to get 2 blood transfusions because she almost bled out.
Well, thankful for that, because I was going to say, if it that makes sense, sometimes people die instantly from that. So
then they call themselves fixing it, but you know, it's science is science. They had a little trouble fixing it, and then she was having blood clots and stuff too. So that she ended up having like 4 different surgeries.
Damn.
And she just got home in the wee hours of this morning. So we have a lot of cleaning up to do. And then we had another tragedy in the situation as well. I don't even know how to talk about it, but...
And you don't have to. If you don't need to, that's not necessary.
I mean, I can tell it because...
Okay. I just wanted to
tell it because I need y'all to pray for her.
Okay.
She lost her baby.
Oh, my goodness.
She lost the baby. So, she's going through a lot. So,
yeah.
She's going through a lot. Right. So, whoever listening, please pray for my daughter's mental health, her physical health, her psychological health, spiritual, you know, faith in Christ. That she will believe that everything will be okay.
Definitely. Definitely. Because, with the situation, I can't sympathize with, but I can sympathize with the fact of losing a child as being a young adult. My daughter lost her baby, so I understand how that emotional roller coaster, it never ends. Always got to be prayerful. And, you know, you just never know how their reactions is going to be from day to day. You just got to be there and be supportive of whatever decision it is that they make. And I'm just saying, please, everybody on the Yizer radio and TV side, please continue to put Stephanie and her daughter in your prayers, because those prayers are definitely needed. I'm so thankful that she made it back to Indy, where she has more family to love, care for her, and show her, you know, that we still here, we love you, we thankful for you being here. And that's just it's a road to recovery. It's not gonna be easy, but it with the help and support of family and friends, I'm sure she'll come out of this.
But y'all, I don't know the gentleman's name, but pray for all of them that got shot that night, because one person, when we was in the emergency room, And the one lady was in the corner screaming and crying, talking about they didn't have to shoot him in the face. Ooh. So I don't know what happened to that gentleman, you know, but he had a tour of family down in the waiting room, you know, trying to see what's going to happen, I guess, waiting on surgery like we would. So it was a lot of us waiting on surgery.
Oh.
So All the victims,
from Chicago two Mondays ago, and we just pray that everybody.
All the local people getting shot too. This shit is all off their mind.
Yeah, we need a lot of prayer in this city too, because it's going crazy like everywhere. Like that's why we're trying to put together this youth panel and see how we can try to. Put some activities into the neighborhoods to give the neighborhoods a chance to have fun and just relax sometime, because sometimes the being tight, it gets everybody in an uproar, and the youth is suffering from it. And then there's, like I said, there's adults that's suffering from their tragedies in their life that they can't teach their youth how to be productive citizens. So we're trying to put together a panel to have a youth and adult summit. We at least want to have an event before the end of the summer. So we asking that everybody either contact me. You can call me at 317-698-2969, or you can email me, TONNAB317@gmail.com, so we can get you on the list to see how we can help you help us. So that's what our focus is going to be for the next couple of weeks, is just trying to get a panel of parents, youth together, so we can try to figure out some. We can't solve everything, but we can at least help some other individuals see that how to resolve issues, how not to end up in an issue, and just, you know, what can we do? What are your questions as you? What are your questions as adults when you don't have help or you don't have resources? How do you get the help and the resources you need when you're having issues with your kids being rebellious and things like that? So we just want to be here for our communities and try to see how we can help better our situation, you know, as a community. And we have the panel to do that. We have outlets where we have our shows. We have different things going on in the community that we could try to do outreach. So that's what our focus is going to be on for the next few weeks, so we can try to get something in blueprint and make it happen.
Amen. That's going to be a tough ride, but it has to start somewhere. Why not y'all? You know, don't say why us, say why not us. And start, you know, one, if you spark a flame, maybe you'll, you know, set one bring two, two bring four.
Right.
And, you know, sooner, you know, hopefully the city will become aware that life is too short as is.
Mm-hmm.
For all this killing to be going on. They were showing, we dang near record levels of murders and all that type of stuff already.
And we only 5 months in to the year.
And they getting ready to change that law, Tana, in July. Open carry. You don't need no permit no more. It's gonna be high noon around here. Everybody gonna have a gun.
Okay, so I wanna know, am I gonna get a refund because I don't think it's a lifetime permit?
Well, see, that's what everybody's saying. Why?
That's my question. Am I going to get a refund if y'all open it up to the public?
Why did I have to pay all of this? But I guess to me that's kind of like no disrespect, but they changed the laws on marijuana, you know, to where, you know, they this and they, after a certain amount, you know, it's a misdemeanor and all this other stuff. But those of us who got affected before them laws, and
right.
I had to get my record punched to get rid of that felony over
right.
some stuff that shit right now wouldn't even be, would be laughed at or thrown out, you know, but they need to fix our shit too. If you're going to change the record, you know, fuck with us. Don't
you
got to
go out to that. See, this is the thing though. Look at all the people that have been jailed because of these offenses, and then now you're legalizing marijuana, you're legalizing guns, but these people that's been behind bars for 10 or 15 years because of the same thing that you're saying now, it's okay to do. How does that is a really a factor on our community? That's half the dads in the city, and a portion of moms that are in jail serving time for these things that you're now making legal.
Yeah.
You know, so what recourse do we have for losing that much time with a family member, a cousin, uncle, a brother, a dad, a son? You know, how do we can't get that time back. So they are, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Trust and believe me. But we got to stay mindful. We
got to
stay prayed up, and we got to keep our faith in each other. We got to help uplift each other and continue to support each other in whatever we're doing. And like I said, hopefully this panel that we are trying to create, we can reach some of the younger. Like you said, if we do one at a time, two at a time, you spark a flame
over.
Each one,
reach one.
Right.
Each one, teach one.
We're going to do it the best way that we can.
I want y'all, if you get a chance in the next few weeks or whenever y'all get, I ain't going to tell you when, I don't run the show, but whenever y'all get time, I wouldn't mind with y'all discussing the upcoming Supreme Court decision.
Right.
Versus Wade.
Okay.
That's going to change a lot more than people think. It's going to, because people don't remember why Roe versus Wade came into play in the first place.
Right.
So,
and it needs to be addressed.
You know, a lot of women were pilling their stuff in the back alleys trying to get rid of these babies because they were taking a choice away from them. And I'm pro-choice. I'll be the first to say it because I believe God, one of the greatest gifts God gave us other than life was choice.
Yes.
One of the Bible verses, choose you now, this day, who you serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choose, get the option of who to choose. If God gives you choice, who is man to take that away?
Right.
But now, it's now getting really challenged. Where my people have a problem, I'm getting a lot of discussions in our circle, is they take away the abortion law. Which law are they going to change next?
They're going to choose whatever they want.
They're
going to put
us back.
Here's the
thing. We were only three-fifths of a man. Black men were only three-fifths of a man in the Constitution. That's in the beginning. And that was already, that ain't even Roe versus Wade in the 60s. That was back when they made it in the original. So they going to try and fight the mess with that one, too? Are they coming for the LGBT group? Are they coming for them too? Because they said that's the next one in line is the women and men being married to overturn the gay marriage. And
right.
After they come for them, we're in line next. See, I just see a domino effect in the Supreme Court that's going to eventually affect us. The way you're going to affect the women in the worst way. But
definitely,
it's going to be a domino. And I just want y'all to kind of let that pall around. I might be on my 420 shit, but that's some real shit, though, to think about, because that's going to change the nation. That's a law that's going to change the nation, the way the men think about women and the way the women think about men.
Okay, Dwayne, what you want to add to that?
Okay, I didn't know y'all was going to go there, talk about Roe versus Wade and abortion, but I totally 100% disagree with everything she just said, for the simple fact that we have to talk about how over 1 million black babies are killed every year due to abortion. So our whole thing is we're not going to turn this show into an abortion conversation. I'm not going to do that to you, Tana. That's what I'm not going to do, because we got another show to talk about this type of stuff, but... It's the only thing is there is a group of us, like with me, I'm a product of one of my children being aborted, and I couldn't say nothing about it, couldn't do nothing about it, nothing. And I was married. And I'm not saying that us men are trying to control a woman's choice when it comes to abortion, but all of the laws need to be adjusted. And then we also have to talk about the whole purpose behind Planned Parenthood and everything is a thing called eugenics. We have a documentary on Yaiser right now and talks about the Roe versus Wade, and we talk about how 50% of black babies are terminated, and they created Planned Parenthood for a simple fact of genocide to control population of black people. And but I don't want to do that tonight on your show. But I just had to say it. So it's two sides of the whole battle, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right. And I definitely agree with that, because I am a person that went to Planned Parenthood without my mother's permission, because back then you didn't have to have permission. I went for the birth control because I thought I was ready to have sex, and I was told that if I thought that I wanted to have sex to protect myself. So that was the reason for me going to a Planned Parenthood at the age of 15 to get on birth control. And I had took birth control for years before I even had sex. So I understand your choice and how you choose to protect yourself. But sometimes some things happen that are unpreventable. And that comes with rape, incest. It comes with a lot of reasons and decisions for women to not need to carry a baby full term, even health issues. You can't carry a baby full term. And that's your choice, whether you want to try to push through those 9 months and save the baby or save yourself. So if you're taking away our choice to have the right to say yay or nay, then you're taking away our womanlyhood. You're taking away our liability. You're taking away an asset that belongs to us. That's something that we have to deal with once we make that decision. That's something that we have to deal with that never goes away. Like you saying, your daughter just lost her baby in a situation that had nothing to do with her choice. That was somebody being irresponsible and shooting, and in the process of her being injured, it took away a life that had nothing to do with anything that had was going on that night. So I truly understand that there is a pro and a con for that situation, you know. So we will definitely have to go
ahead. Let me say something real quick. Now he spoke on the black numbers of the black women that have abortions, but see, what they did not speak on, even before Roe versus Wade and when I was growing up, and they do it to this day, see, the white population hides their numbers. How they hide them, they go to, they went to their private doctors, and they had a process called DNC, dilatation and catheterization. I learned this in nursing school. And that's their form of abortion. Which that's what they do. They dilate their uterus and they clean it out, and then they don't list it as being an abortion. It's a DNC.
Right.
It's just a process. So their numbers aren't actual factual numbers, because there are other processes being done to make their numbers go down. But they have just as many, if not more, abortions, because at one point we couldn't even afford them. That's how we had so many black women dying in these back alleys, going with these hangers and these women who claimed they could get abortions. And we were dying by the thousands trying to get rid of them because we were getting our choice taken away. So it was time to switch it up and stop doing it behind closed doors, regardless if you make it legal or not. They're going to do it.
Yeah, there's
just like
a
sex.
Well, there's a way.
Yeah, just like sex.
Because
no matter how much you put your kids and lock them in the house, if they want to do something, they're going to do it.
When the Caucasian females were being impregnated by slaves, they were sending them away.
Yes.
They were sending them away to get rid of
them. Away.
Sending them away because they were embarrassed because they had being impregnated by one of the slaves. And, you know, it's so sad that we in this society in 2022 have to revert back to the things that we have tried to overcome throughout the years. And it's so sad that we still have people that are trying to be in control of our lives when we are all supposed to be American citizens with the right to make our own choices and decisions.
Everybody's screaming rights, the LGBT, the Asians, the Mexicans, the, like, you know, the blacks, the whites, everybody's screaming the rights, but women are not allowed to have the right to make their own decisions. The thing is there's protection on both sides, the male side and the female side, to prevent pregnancy. So both parties knew what they were doing.
Right.
And it, but the thing is knowing that the woman has that much power, are you sure this is a person you want to have a baby by in the first place? If
right.
she's willing to have that abortion, maybe she's not the person for you because she doesn't believe the way you do, and she doesn't have the sanctity, believing the sanctity of life the way you do. It's not that she, you know, I don't know who that person was, you know, but it's a lot of girls that have had an abortion one time or another in their lives. Not all have, but there are a lot more than you think. And I ain't talking about just black. I'm talking about all together.
All together as a whole.
Yes, that is their choice. And you just have to, those are certain things that God blessed us with. Just like he gave us periods and menopause and all that other stuff, but he gave us the blessing of life, the gift of life. And it's ours to give. It's your job to fertilize it, but y'all are the man, y'all are in charge, but that's one thing you're not in charge of. And I think that's what bothers them so much. You don't get that control.
Yep, control. Strong and keyword. Oh, it sounds like somebody just fell upstairs. But okay. All right.
I'm done.
We're going to have to bring that back. We're going to bring it back one time. And when I do, I would like to have a female or two that has had an abortion for whatever reason, someone that has lost their kid under distress. Reasons of not being, so we can kind of get a feel for everybody and their reasoning of their choice. And that's going to be something I'm going to have to plan in advance. I can make sure I got the right panel here and I got the right people in place to have this conversation, men and women. I would like to have that as a major topic and discussion for the whole 2 hours of the show. We're going to talk about pro-choice. So, not to cut you off, little Stephanie, but
I'm done.
I appreciate you calling in. I will be talking to you soon, and I want you to be a part of that panel because your views and your information that you had is very strong and important for other listeners to hear. So I will make sure that you are on that panel that day that I put that show together, and I'm going to have I'm going to put that together, and that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. So definitely keep that in mind. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to try to work on getting some people that have been through some of the situations and who are have been in doubt of making that decision for their choice. So I do appreciate you, Dazzling Diva, for calling in tonight and kicking it with your girl, Tana B, on Talk to Tana. I am here from 7 to 9, and I will see you before I see you because we got a live ass show coming June 3rd and the 4th back to back. We got scrippers coming and everything.
And all that, you hear me? We're gonna be extra lit. Check out the Dazzling Divas while we do our thing.
Of comedy. We outside, bitch. You know how I get down. So I do got to go to the baby room. I got to play a song real quick so I can make it to the bathroom.
All right, girl.
Okay. Thank you, and I love you, and I will be checking on you and your daughter here in a couple of days.
All right. Love you back, and thank you again, love.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bye.
It don't even matter what time it is. Whenever I found time, it's okay.
ATL Jacob.
Pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I step on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the song when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Doctor, can't miss it. That ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world. Over the phone, dropping shit. I get more vulnerable when I get good. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
I'm moving for you.
Need to tell a real one exactly what it is.
I'm
saying cause you know that's what I want to hear.
I will make my
yeah. I've been traveling around the world. I sit on my balcony and wonder how you're feeling. I got a career that takes my time away from women. I cannot convince you that I love you for a living. I be on your line, feelings flowing like a river. You be texting back, you and Kiki on the river. Message say deliver, but I know that y'all don't get it. Why you introduce us if you knew that you was with him? Made me shake his hand when y'all been fucking for a minute. Walk me off the plane because you know that I'm a swimmer. Supposed to be a dog, but you done put me in a kennel. Girl, put a muzzle on it. Walking over dinner, I was fucking with you when you had a tiny presidential. You got better when you met me and that ain't coincidental. Tried to bring the best out you, guess I'm not that influential. Guess I'm not the one that's mad for you. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at myself cause I can't leave you alone. Gossip and messages, that ain't what we doing. Yeah. Trapping around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when you feel. When you drunk, you tell me that day how you feel.
I will make
to the real one, exactly what it is.
I'm
saying cause you know that's why I want to be here.
I will make my
early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too bitch. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, man, a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move on my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a pack on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottles on. Life is good. You know what I mean?
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh. I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh. I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh. Who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh. Too many convicts. They enrolled me to play in this shit. Ground word nonsense, get old summer spread. Bitch, ooh, they had the counter light lighting it up, nigga, hand if I could get it, ooh, I'm on a PJ lining it up, backwood full of sticky, ooh, I'm trying to throw that Drake on London, and it's extended, ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit, ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie for my bitch, ooh, we some poor high class niggas made me rich, yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet, ooh, it's like a shanty.
Lay on my neck, my wrist, ooh. I got pink toes that talk different languages, ooh. Got for melanin in my blood, burgers, bitch. $100 for the cheapest ring on the neck, finger, little bitch, ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch, ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it penny truck, little bitch, ooh. I was in the shop, serving cocaine, ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call it Serene. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat, though, carry the pinky. All fat, though, we bought a procedure. I'm in the loop with the boo, in the loop with the woo. Who's going to work? I put the face of the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make me go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter of her. Make it worth it. You a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurred and got that kitty cat on having fun with that. Going Birkin, going Birkin, going Birkin. $100 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it penny truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the shop serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. $100 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch.
Any place I can't no, no, no. Anytime, baby. Any place, I'm comfortable.
So welcome back to the Talk to Tana show. We were briefly talking about the new abortion law that is getting ready to come in effect. And we were also talking about the gun law that's going to be revised July of 2022, where it is okay for everybody to have a gun and you don't have to have a permit no more. My first question is, do I get my lifetime permit money back? Because you made me pay for a lifetime permit where it's now it's okay and you don't even have to have a permit no more. So that's the first thing that I want to know is when and how can I get my money back?
You not. As they spent that money to pay the people
to pay
to change
the
law.
So sad, so sad. Then my second thing is now I got to actually get a goddamn gun because now everybody going to be walking around with a damn gun. So that means like... nobody is going to be safe in July. Like, it's going to be so many people. Well, first of all, let me back it up. Half the people that's carrying guns now don't watch the news, so they probably don't even know that they're going to not have to have a permit to even have a gun unless somebody's actually telling them. So let's just say that the education level on the legislation and the rules that's being changed, majority of the people that's out here carrying guns right now have no clue of, you know, what this new change is going to be. But the people that do know and are aware of what's going on, now everybody going to be super strapped.
You know why they changed the law? I got a theory on why they changed the law.
You got a theory? Okay, give me your theory.
I got a theory. I ain't going to say this
a lot. You're an ex-military man,
yes,
so give me a
theory.
I
have a theory. I think they changed the law because, like you said, most who carry guns don't watch the news. So if they don't watch news, they definitely don't pay attention to what the laws are.
Right.
So people don't think, people for some reason think just because you can carry a gun also gives you the same right to shoot the gun.
And if I got it and I feel like I need to shoot it, I'm going to shoot it. Now, that don't mean my instincts is correct, because sometimes your instinct could be a wrong instinct.
Exactly.
So there are going to be many.
Might be anticipating that is what we're saying. They might be anticipating these people like, oh, I got a gun. Now, for some reason, because they're, I ain't going to say stupid, sorry. Ooh. Mm. They're not informed.
Okay.
So they would interpret, oh, I can carry a gun legally, so that technically they think they can shoot the gun legally, and then they're going to be able to get caught up in the court system, the justice system.
So the ramification is give everybody guns, let us kill ourselves off or go to jail, which we've been doing. But our numbers have been lower doing them than they're going to be now because you're authorizing.
Didn't I just tell you a story about me being in a privatized jail?
Yeah.
And a privatized jail has to stay at 85% capacity in order to continue to get the funding from the government. So our whole thing is like, guess what? We want everybody in them
in jail. In jail. Just so the state can continue to make money. But
the corporations... The corporations,
the corporations are funding the jail.
Now, all you people out there that wear Nikes and drinking Starbucks and McDonald's, people don't realize that McDonald's uniforms are made from prisoners. Starbucks coffee cups are made from prisoners. Nike tennis shoes are made by prisoners.
And they said all that shit was made in China.
No, hell no. What the hell? This is American made.
Okay, they said that. You remember back when Michael Jordan was popping and they tried to arrest all the people over there, making them in sweatshops.
Sweatshop?
3 cents an hour.
So it's Chinese prison, in other words.
So,
so they just relocated.
I guess you in prison if you're working for under that amount of money anyway.
Exactly.
So, okay. I get that part. But it's just so saddening to know that our rights are being stripped from us again. We just got the right to make a decision, to vote, to do all of the things that normal people get to do. So now we're going back in time and having our rights stricken away from us again. So I can't even say when does it end or how does it end. So now this panel that we need to have for our youth and adults is really going to be mandatory because we need to know how to act and react in these situations that's getting ready to be forthcoming.
Can I tell you the ugly truth that a lot of people don't want to talk about?
Yeah.
The solution is economics.
Money is evil.
Money is evil, but unfortunately.
The root. Of evil.
The misuse of money is evil. Because some people take money and create wars and, you know, put people in poverty.
That's too much money because you got too much money. Yeah. How about you take some of that money and give it to some people that don't got no money and let them figure out how to live.
Any successful movement has to have some type of economic structure.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent. So the thing is, in order to fight an injustice, as a culture of people, we have to have some type of financial backing and not dependent on the government to back us. Because you got to ask this quick question. Only way that they was able to pass, only way to stop the law that they just passed about everybody doesn't have a gun permit is if we, as a group of people, participated more in local government. We don't participate in local government. We participate in the election of the president. I bet you, Tana B, if you had a special show and you had people call in and you took all the list of all the local political offices and have people call in and see if they could name the people who's in those offices, most people wouldn't know.
They're not going to know because I'm going to tell you I don't know.
That's exactly. But guess what?
And that's just being honest.
Yes. So
that's
that law is passed. Yeah.
That, and I'm not saying that anything that I say is politically correct, but I'm just telling you everything that I say is based on my opinion. Because we as a unit of people are not structured into the politics. We need to be, true enough, but we wasn't struck into that where it was mandatory for us to notice you needed to know this much to pass this class or that much to go over to the next street or anything like that. So we have not had the delivery from any politicians that were above us to enlighten us on the things that were going on and what we need to know. Now that we're in the crunch of things, you want to push out this information on us. You can't do that now. Because guess what? Closed ears are deaf ears.
And that is the reason why I created Yizer. Because Yizer is the alternative to mainstream media. That's the reason why Steve's show... I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'm going to call you right back. I'm on the radio.
What am I? What's the word we said? Sorry.
Administrative assistant.
There you go. And so that's the reason, like show, Steve's show is important because we talk about these issues on Yizer. Because the thing at Yizer, we talk about what the mainstream is not talking about. We talking about teaching, educating our people to let people understand that it starts locally. See, this law that was passed is state by state made this
right.
decision.
It's based upon the state's decision.
Yeah. So Georgia made the same decision, but the reason why they was able to do it that way because they know the majority of the people that this law is going to affect are not voting in the local elections. So you get what I'm saying? So the best way to keep a secret is...
Don't tell nobody.
Put it in front of the uninformed, because it is not like they woke up one morning and said, "Oh my God, we're gonna vote on this." They've been talking about this shit 3 years, but the people who are not informed found out after the decision has been made. Exactly.
And then you find out how it affects you.
Right.
When it affects you.
Exactly. And so that's the reason why Yizer Radio is so important. Yizer TV is so important because we're not doing what BET does, CNN does. Fuck that. We're doing the shit that needs to be done. We're going to tell you the shit that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. We're going to talk about the shit that needs to be fucking done because we already have a movement here. It's called Victim Stoppers. If you look at the radio station, it's called Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. Because what we're doing, we're creating non-victimhood amongst our culture.
Right.
And when I think about it more and more, you keep talking about this symposium dealing with the youth, that falls under another example of victim stoppers. We don't need no more mothers having their children being shot and killed in concerts. We don't need no more, I hate to say it, it's very unpopular what I'm about to say, we don't need no more fathers like me who wanted a child and their child was aborted. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no more women who are pregnant with babies and got malpractice because the doctors mistreated that pregnancy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of times they actually believe that black women don't experience the same amount of pain as a white woman.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be black women about to have a baby, and they're telling the fucking doctors, "Oh, my God, I got this extremely, this pain and this." And they're like, "Oh, you'll be okay." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But this is shit that they're taught in the medical world. But the thing is, only way we fixed all of this shit, from the fucking shares to the motherfucking gang problems to the motherfuckers shooting and killing each other, is all local. It's local.
Local means it starts with us.
Exactly.
We can't reach out to government officials and think we're going to make some change. We have to start from the bottom of the food chain. And that means us as Reiser, us as Tanabe, us as Abernathy, us as the bottom people that have a mic, the bottom people that have an audience that is willing to listen to what we're saying, because
we are the voice of the people.
Not knowing, they're not listening. So if you got an opportunity to have somebody to listen to you, like little Stephanie said, reach one, teach one. Yeah. We have to start with the small amount of people, and we have to build it up into something bigger and better, you know, for our future. Because if not, we don't have a future.
Yeah, we don't. Think about this. Last Tuesday,
I'm 52, looking for a future.
But you fine. Oh my bad. Different show. Sorry.
I ain't talking about the singer either.
So So this last week we had the primary elections, whatever, local elections. If you look at those election numbers, there were people who was actually elected to very powerful seats.
And it was some black people involved, too, African-Americans. So congratulations to all of those.
But we're talking about, like, 500 votes, 1,000 votes. Think about that for a second. You got 500 people that elect you to a position that can probably deter something that happens in Brightwood or Hallville or Post Road, right?
Right.
But if you was elected by people who don't give a fuck about Brightwood, Hallville, or a certain place, a post road, it's never going to change. I elected you to make sure that Briarwood was safe. I elected you to make sure that Fishers is safe. I elected you to make sure that, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Them the motherfuckers who elected them. If we want Hallville to be safe, we got to be the motherfuckers like, yo, I elected you to make sure that Brightwood is safe, or Hallville is safe, or 38 the post road. Those like the who got them elected, though. The motherfuckers that got them elected is the motherfuckers that they make sure their neighborhoods are safe.
But this is the reason why this panel is important, because
it's very important.
It's informative. If we don't have information to give to the people so they can understand why they're voting and why their vote is appreciated and opinionated, We don't got it. We have to be a provider of information to let people know where and when and why
exactly.
The things that they need to do is important.
Yes, and we got to be active.
And I'm going to say this because I'm true to that. I never thought that I needed to know about none of that, because at the end of the day, my opinion was they're going to do what they want to do anyway, whether or not I vote or not. But as I've gotten older, I've understood that the importance of any one of me have that same opinion that didn't vote and did vote, that was 10 to 20 more people that actually mattered in the count. So that is very important to know and do what is necessary for our future. Because with misguidance and misinterpretation and misinformation, we're going to be back into slavery, y'all.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Yeah. You know what's so funny, Tana? And it goes full circle to our conversation we had earlier when I talk about my encounter when I went to jail in Clayton County. Because I didn't know, because it goes back to what we talking about, local politics, I had no idea that the local Clayton County jail in Clayton County, Georgia, was a privatized prison. I didn't go to prison, privatized jail. So that's a whole different type of rules. See what I'm saying?
And a lot of people don't even know there's private jails.
It's, you're right. It's so a whole lot.
That was something new to me today.
Yeah, it's privatized jail.
I've never
jail.
Been in the realm of having to know the different types of jails.
It's privatized jails in
that there are.
Yeah. And so what happens is, we can, right now, you and I can go buy stock in a prison. You and I can own a prison right now. Just like we can talk about owning a marijuana dispensary.
Right.
No, these motherfuckers own, I'm about to tell you some fucked up shit. I'm about to tell you some shit because we almost out of time.
Yeah.
The music industry. Record labels. Gangster rap. Gangster rap has been popular for the past 30 plus years. All they talk about selling dope, killing niggas, having fucking guns, weapons. Guess what? Motherfuckers do that shit, they go to prison. Guess what? Most record labels own stock in those prisons. So I'm going to make money off of you being a rapper. I'm going to make money off of you. Hopefully you're a rapper that gets motherfucking killed or go to prison. And I'm going to make money off of every motherfucking little young boy or girl out there listen to your rap music.
That does a crime
and go to prison. So they get money all the way around. That's a real 360 deal.
Wow. That's a different type of perspective to look at it at. Because we don't know to look at it like that.
No, we don't. And that's why we got Yizer.
Because we out here. We out here with information.
We
outside,
here, bitches.
We doing some discovery. We doing some networking. Yeah. We doing some digging. We going to find some shit out. We going to tell it to you. We going to let you know what you should and shouldn't be doing. We're going to encourage you to vote.
Can I say something else to you?
Yep.
I ain't going to cut you off.
Come on.
somebody, the lady who called and gave you a shout out tonight on your show, on Knowing the Business.
Thank you, Stephanie.
That's another thing that I want everybody on Yizer Radio, Tana B Show, that hears my voice right now. This is Abernathy. We are here. Yizer is a vehicle for you guys to learn the business. Your talent is great. Talent's only going to get you so far, though. We are here to make sure that any comedian, any rapper, any model, anybody that has a TV show that fucks with Yizer, we're going to make sure that you understand the business, because you have to feed yourself, you have to feed your children, and you have to leave a legacy behind for your grandchildren.
Thanks.
So we laugh, we joke here, but we hear this is an institution to teach the business and comedy. That's all I got to say.
Okay. And with that being said, I want to say thank you, Dwayne Abernathy, for putting Yizer Radio and TV together for us to have a vision, for us to have a panel, for us to have a mic, a voice, for us to be able to experience all these situations together. Everybody that has been on my show has been through a tragedy in their life. Everybody has help somebody that's been through a tragedy in their life. So with that being said, we're going to continue to support. We're going to continue to love each one. We're going to each one teach one, as we have said that before and before again. And with that being said, next Tuesday, we're going to have some surprise panels, because I'm going to put together something this week that's really going to definitely be a bigger part of the Yizer Studios, and we're going to try to figure out how this summit is going to work for the youth and the adult, because we all need to know what's going on locally, nationwide, city, state, and the American way. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I am Tana B. You can talk to Tana each and every Tuesday, 515-059-800. Call in, reply. You can reach me by email, TanaB317. At gmail.com. You always welcome to call me, inbox me. I'm there.
We don't even talk anymore. We don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying I was even no longer allowed. Some people things out and some just don't know how to change. They can see the tears in our eyes, but we've been having pain that lies deep in our hearts. Well, maybe that's a pain we can't hide, yeah. Cause everybody knows that we're both torn apart. Why do we hurt each other? Why do we push love away? No, no way. We might run a whole lot of love. We make the big love. Some people will work things out, and some just don't know how.
No, no wonder.
Seems to me.